Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for real estate investors, beginners all the way to advanced. We have people join that are about to buy their first single family, and we have members join that already have 5,000 apartment units or 5 or 6 RV parks or 5 or 6 self-storage complexes. But they all have one thing in common. They understand the value of education, continuing education, and the Kaizen point. And if you're not familiar, and I may be saying it wrong, it's either Kaizen or Kaizen, it's the concept of constant improvement. That the opposite is stagnation, and it destroys your life. You know, if you think about stagnant water, what does it eventually end up? Deadly. Stagnant water will kill you. Same thing with your life. If you're not constantly growing, then you're stagnating. And unfortunately, as human beings, if you're not constantly growing and you're getting older, you're actually getting dumber. I want you to think about this. Let's say, and this accounts for 70% of the Americans, 70%, you don't read nonfiction books after high school or college. 70% of Americans don't read nonfiction books after high school or college. Does your memory get better or worse as you get older? It gets worse, doesn't it? So you actually forget a lot of the stuff you knew at 22 when you graduated college. Makes sense when I say most 55-year-olds are dumber than they were at 22. and people will hit me, yeah, but I've got life experience. Well, you're overweight, broke, divorced, two top men. That wasn't good life experience. Don't brag about your life experience. You've got to constantly be educating. You've got to constantly be growing. Ben Franklin said it best when he said, the best investment he ever made was the investment of knowledge. You're going to get the highest rate of return by improving who you are as a human being. That's going to give you a higher rate of return than stock market, real estate, anything. The biggest rate of return is going to come from self-education, not formal education, self-education. And I want to talk about that today because I got a series of emails, coincidentally, all in the last 24 hours. And they were all people with 2 houses already, 5 houses already. And they were all asking me, what's the next step? What's the next step? I have to tell you that that's impossible to answer on a radio show and certainly by email. The reason is you have a single family mentality, and the commercial property, managing commercial property, apartments, self-storage, RV parks, strip shopping centers, whatever we're doing, requires an advanced education by comparison. So I look these people up in my database and find out that none of them are members, so none of them have taken my Saturday class. So I can't answer the question for them, not because they haven't paid me, because I know their knowledge base is so low that whatever I say, they're going to push back on because they don't understand the whole big picture. And sure enough, I made the mistake of replying to one of them, telling them what they should do. Oh my God, I got two paragraphs back of why they can't do that, shouldn't do that, blah, 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 blah. And it reminded me, you don't try to teach people at level A stuff that they're not going to understand until they're at level D, E, or F. So when you've got four, let's say you have five houses and you have about $2,000 a month positive cash flow, but your goal is to get to $6,000. And based on the verbiage of this email, they want it now. They are very impatient. Now, let me tell you something. I love that. First off, I love the fact that they bought five doggone houses and have over $2,000 a month positive cash flow. I want to give them credit for that. Outstanding. Congratulations. You're kicking butt. You know, only 5% of Americans have a second stream of income. 5%. You've now put yourself in that top 5%. So you're awesome, but you're holding yourself back. And it's one of three things. We call it lag. It's the L stands for laziness. You're just not willing to take a course. You don't want to sit through 8 hours of training. The A stands for arrogance. You think this is not rocket science and anybody can do it and it's easy. I'll just do it on my own. I don't need a mentor. Or greed. You just don't want to pony up $500 for a Saturday class. L-A-G. Laziness, arrogance, and greed. I'm warning you. Just like Ben Franklin said, it's costing you money. It's costing you money. One person even has $200,000. They shouldn't be doing single family at all. But because their education is so low and they have not educated themselves, they're out there doing single family. When if they had ponied up the $500 and sat through my 6 or 8 hour class, they would have gone straight to a small apartment or syndicated a large apartment. They are wasting their time with those houses. Let me tell you how lag slammed me. When I had about 100 single family units, I decided it was time to move to apartments. And I looked up all the courses on apartment complexes, found the one I wanted. It was 30 grand. And I was like, you know, arrogance kicked in. I can run 100 houses. Surely I can run a 10-unit apartment. Greed kicked in. Plus, I don't really want to spend the 30 grand. And laziness. I didn't want to take the week-long boot camp. L-A-G. I lagged. I'm going to tell you, when we come back from the break, how I lost $349,000 as a result. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. And click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about lag, you know, laziness, arrogance, and greed. But I'm going to show you how lag cost me $349,000. What happened was, here I am running these 100 single families, and I'm very arrogant. I think, man, if I can do this, I can run an apartment complex, no problem. Well, I come across this attorney who wants to sell a 10 unit. I purchase the 10 unit and begin running it incorrectly. For months, incorrectly. Do you know that the first year, I think I lost 10 grand? It was crazy. I couldn't figure it out. It didn't make sense. I'm like, I'm so good at single family. I've never lost money on a single family deal. How did I lose $10,000 on a little 10-unit apartment? You can then ask me, oh, that must have made you go take the course on apartments. I said, nope, it didn't. I kept trial and erroring it. Trial and error it. I'm so arrogant, I thought I could figure it out. And I did, about the end of the second year. Second year, I think I made 20 or 30 grand. And I was like, woohoo, I've got this figured out. I'll do even better next year. So I get the net operating income up, and this guy comes in and says, look, I'd like to buy your 10 unit. So I took what I paid for it, added $150,000 to it, plus closing costs. So I said, I want to walk with $150,000. So I set up all the structure of the deal so I would walk with $150,000. Now, some of you are already laughing at me. You're going, that, you've already figured out what I did wrong. I sell the thing. I walk away with $150,000, feeling like a stud, just 2 years later, 2.5 years, 3 years. And of course, I made $40,000 or $50,000 while I owned it. So I'm feeling pretty good. Then I pick up a book by a man named Steve Burgess, who is a member of Total Wealth Academy now, just joined up last month. He's an RV park specialist, but he used to be in apartment complexes. And he wrote this book called Buying and Selling Apartment Complexes. So I read it. About halfway through, I get sick to my stomach. I sold that property for $349,000 less than it was worth. I should have made $500,000, not $150,000. And the reason was I simply added $150,000 to my purchase price to come up with the value of the property. Now, I know the you guys are laughing at me. I get it. Totally idiotic. But I didn't know. I didn't know it was based on the net operating income. I didn't know it was based off of the capitalization rate. I didn't know how to run an apartment. Boom. What do you think I did that day? Went and registered for that $30,000 multifamily course. See, as Franklin said, an investment in yourself always pays the best returns. If I'd had the guts, if I hadn't been arrogant, lazy, and I had taken that $30,000 course before I bought that 10 unit, I would have made another $349,000. You've got to understand, if you haven't taken a course on real estate investing, I don't care how successful you are. you're nowhere near as successful as you would have been had you taken a course, been a member of a group, and had multiple heads around you who were multimillionaire entrepreneurs in the real estate field to assist you, to answer questions for you, to tell you the best practices, to tell you what the next step is. It is lag. You're either too lazy to do it, you're too arrogant to do it, or you're too greedy to do it. I'm telling you, get control of that lag and get out there. Get yourself educated. I don't care if you got 50 houses already. Take a doggone course, because if you got 50 houses, you goofed up. You goofed up. You should have switched to commercial between 15 and 20 houses. You goofed up. You just don't know. And then some of these arrogant guys, they're like, well, I'm just so good at single family, I'm going to stick with single family. You know what you're doing? You're hiding. You don't want to admit that you don't know what you're doing. If you got 50 houses, and let's say you're making $500 a piece off of them, what does that come up to? 500 times 50, that'd be $25,000 a month. And you got 50 houses all over the place, 50 different places for maintenance, 50 different tenants. You could have bought, let's say, a 200 unit all in one place, be making $35,000, $40,000 a month, and your net worth would be double what it is now in commercial real estate. Same amount of work. In fact, I would suggest it's easier. No, I wouldn't suggest it. It's just flat out true. It's easier to run a 200 unit apartment complex than it is to run 50 houses. Period. I remember when I figured this out, I had a single family house tax return, or the tax preparation documents, and I had a 22 unit tax preparation documents laying side by side. The single family house documents were thicker than the 22 units. And it dawned on me, I was like, man, it's easier to do the paperwork on 22 than it is one. And I had 100 of them. So please watch out for laziness, arrogance, and greed. It's costing you money. It's costing you excitement. It's costing you adventure. It's costing you in ways you can't even imagine. Constantly be educating. Constantly be growing as a human being. Constantly be growing as an investor. And you'd be amazed what will happen. I think I'm being conservative. Those of you who are out there investing in real estate without taking courses, double what you're worth right now. That's what you'd have. Double it. Because I'm not impressed by people. They go, well, I haven't taken a course. I got 20 houses. Yeah, if you'd taken a course, you'd have 50. Or actually, you'd be in a 200-unit apartment complex right now doing nothing. So it doesn't impress me at all. So get out there, read, and when you're done reading, read some more. Go to seminars, join groups, get yourself to the top of the game, top of your game. And then, you know, some people are like, well, it's dog eat dog, why would somebody help me? You're hanging out with the wrong people. Hanging out with the wrong people. Do you know that every time I've had a problem, I have never in my entire life asked for help that I didn't get it? I want you to think about that for a moment. Have you ever honestly asked for help? Now, I'm not talking about somebody to give you money. I'm talking about help. You're trying to break the barrier of 10 houses and move to 20, or break the barrier, move from 20 houses to a 200-unit apartment. Whatever the circumstance is, have you ever asked for help that you didn't get it? Have you ever asked for help and the person couldn't help you, but when you look in their eyes, they feel terrible that they can't help you? See, that's what's really going on. It's not dog-eat-dog, ruthless crap. Those people don't succeed. You know, there's a guy on Shark Tank that says you got to be ruthless. This guy's a billionaire, I believe. He's an epic failure. If he got that $1 billion by being ruthless, he failed. Just because you got a bunch of money doesn't mean you're successful. He failed. Miserably. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've been talking about, you know, really a series of emails where I could tell that the people were doing it on their own. You know, they're doing it trial and error. You can tell from the verbiage. You can tell some from the way people phrase certain questions that they don't really grasp what they're doing. They don't know the next step. They don't know the natural progression. And they're just stuck. You've got to get out there. You've got to read. You got to learn this stuff. Okay. The next thing that I'd like to talk about is based on some questions that I get about why we chose real estate over all other vehicles and why it's so consistent is the theme of the questions. And I think that an example could be, let's go into the recording industry back in the 60s. And we're going to move through the recording industry to today. And I want you to make a note of all the massive changes that occurred. If you go back to the 60s, these incredible, this incredible device, the vinyl record, was dominant. It was really the only way, I guess, back then to listen to music. And it gave a phenomenal sound. I don't know if many of you know this, but there's people who actually prefer it to digital. I actually like both, but I have a deep respect for the vinyl album. If you listen to them and compare them side by side, they are different. I don't know how to describe it because I'm not an audiophile, but it's cool. Let's put it that way. So all these plants are built, all these companies are built around the vinyl record. Then late 70s, early 80s, they start experimenting. I guess it was sooner than that, probably. I guess it would have been the late 60s. Early 70s, I don't know exactly when, the 8-track comes out. And the 8-track's neat because it's portable. You can put it in your car. Hard to put an album in your car because every time you hit a speed bump, whoosh, you destroy your vinyl. So a lot of the vinyl record producers, the companies, didn't see that coming. They didn't tool up for the 8-track tape. And so hundreds of them went out of business. They didn't prepare. But then Hundreds of them stayed in business because they recognized the change was coming. And so they adapted, tooled up, bought the equipment to produce both vinyl records and 8-tracks. Then, of course, a few years later, here comes the cassette, which replaces the 8-track. Hundreds of companies go out of business because they don't see the change. If you were invested in those companies, they went down to zero. But hundreds of companies stayed in business because they did see the change, and they moved from 8-track, they tooled up, bought the equipment, and started producing cassettes. The key to these points, do you see the major technological changes that caused all those companies to go out of business, them not recognizing it, not moving quickly enough? Then, in the late 70s or early 80s, here comes the CD. And boom, everything changes again. Nobody wants cassettes anymore. Nobody wants 8-tracks. They're all buying what? CDs. Hundreds of companies go out of business, and hundreds of companies grow because they recognize the change, tooled up, bought the equipment, and so on. The key, though, is dramatic changes in technology that affect the companies. So that's why you see the fluctuation. If you had been investing in vinyl records and you happen to be invested in the company that didn't recognize the change and went out of business, you lost all your money. If you were invested in one that did, their profits dropped as they tooled up, but then the profits went up as they were able to start producing the 8-tracks, and so on down the line. Now, why has real estate been so consistent over thousands of years? Because what's the difference between a home in Babylon 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, and a home today? You can say, well, we've got smart homes and we got... That ain't gonna change anything, because for 10 grand I can turn my 200-year-old house into a smart home. Well, the insulation doesn't matter. It's four walls and a roof. And who needs one? Part of the population or all of the population? Every single person on earth needs real estate. Every single person. Some of them need two or three pieces of real estate because they own businesses. Some of them need two or three because they work in California, their family's in North Carolina, they love the beach in Miami or Mexico, so they may have three houses. Every single person that you see is a potential client for your real estate, because every single person needs real estate. And houses just don't change that much. I've walked through 100-year-old houses and I'm like, this is the same as my house, and it was built 20 years ago. It's brutally consistent. Four walls and a roof. The rest is just icing, you know, like making it a smart home. I could literally go back 3,000 years with, if I had today's technology, find a home in Babylon 3,000 years ago, plop the smart home equipment in it, and suddenly I've got a smart home. So the smart home is not going to change the houses too much. The houses are still the same. And everybody needs one. Everybody, whether it's an apartment, condo, townhome, single family house, everybody wants and needs one. This is why it's so brutally consistent. When I say, you know, the stock market over the last 75 years The average is 7% rate of return. My real estate over the last 30 years has been a 20% rate of return. For 30 years. Year in, year out, boom. Why? Because it just doesn't change that much. And I realize I could be a fool for saying what I'm about to say, but I don't see homes changing in the next millennia. Everybody wants four walls and a roof for romance, to protect their family, to store their stuff. It's just the same, almost the same. 200 years ago or today, it stays the same. And if you've got control of it, the values double every 20 years and have in the United States since 1776. Every 20 years, it doubles in value. Every 40 years, do the math, it quadruples. Because remember, $200,000 house turns into a $400,000 house in 20 years. 20 years later, it turns into an $800,000 house. That's quadruple in that 40-year period. So those of you that pick up, you know, four or five rent houses in your late 20s, early 30s, by the time you're 70, your assets will have quadrupled as a rule. Again, because everybody needs it. And by the way, do I think I just explained this perfectly? Absolutely not. This has been going through my head forever, and I finally got the courage to actually say it out loud on the radio, but I don't think that I'm saying it perfectly at all. So anybody that has an idea or a way of expressing this that you think would help me, put it in an email, and I'll share it with the other listeners. Just email me, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. By the way, the phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me, please give me a call now. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, because you're listening to KSEV, AM 700. So when you look at the statistic that 70% of the millionaires in the United States, 90% of the millionaires worldwide, all used real estate, does it kind of start to make sense? It's because it's so brutally consistent. It just doesn't change. There's no technology coming out that's going to, suddenly we're all going to live in cocoons and we won't need real estate. But that's not even true, because the cocoons have to be somewhere. So that's real estate. It's going to be here, and it's going to make you money if you get a hold of it. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We're coming up on the final segment of the show. So if you've got a question or comment, or like I said, if you've got a better way to express what I just tried to express, not so effectively, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We are again in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, please call in the next 2 minutes so that we have plenty of time to answer the question. It just seems like everybody waits till 2, 855 to call in, and then we only have a couple minutes. So please call now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to some email questions. This Lynn is asking, she needs an attorney. Yeah, I'll send you an attorney after the after the radio show. You're buying and selling notes. Ooh, I don't really have an attorney. However, my attorney will be able to refer you to somebody who does stuff like that. You've also got five rentals. So, okay. I think you need to analyze your rentals. Your rentals, I bet you money, are making you way, way more, much higher rate of return than buying and selling those notes. You generally, Lynn, people don't realize that they just look at the cash flow and they go, well, I'm making a 20% rate of return cash flow. They forget that they got equity capture, appreciation, and equity buildup, which can generally give you a rate of return in the 60% range when you add it to your cash flow. So, yeah, I'll email you a little thing that explains that, and I'll get you my attorney's phone number. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And I hope I get your name right, Similor. Wow, Canada. It is more profitable, as a rule, to invest in commercial real estate, apartments, self-storage, RV parks, than it is single family. But don't get me wrong, you can still build a lot of wealth with single family. One of the members of Total Wealth Academy, Frank, 2 years ago started investing. He's accumulated 32 doors, I think it's 32, could be 34, and $1.4 million equity. So both ways can build wealth for you, but if, similar, you have enough money to go to commercial, go straight to commercial and skip single family. All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk to Nathan. Nathan, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, Steve. I wanted to see if you had any insight on, like, the current renovation market, if you will, kind of the GCs and builders and all that. Do you know, I hear a lot about costs being astronomically high, and I'm just curious from your own experience, like, would you think it's a bad time to do a major renovation on your house right now?
Is this a personal residence, Nathan, or an investment property?
Both, honestly.
Is it? Are you living there now?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Nathan, this is a tough question because of the way you answered that particular question. If it was your personal, let's pretend like it's your personal residence, you want to live there for the next 10, 15 years, then I would go on and do the renovation, even though costs are a little bit higher, 10, 15% higher. Because it's your home, it's there to serve you, it's not an investment. If you were to say, though, this is just a rental house, I'm thinking about rehabbing it, the answer is going to be the same. Go on and do it. You know, get the highest rent you can, get it perfect, get the perfect tenant. You got to rehab it to do that. So, yes, the costs are a little bit higher. Do I think because of that you shouldn't take action? Not at all. Just be prepared that it is going to be a little bit more expensive because of the cost of lumber, because of inflation, and so on.
Okay, so Does that help, Nathan? It's like double the cost?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, that's just, you know, that's what people will say. It's twice as much, but they're just, you know, off the cuff. If you look at what was a $45,000 rehab 2-3 years ago, it's probably now 55. So, yeah, keep moving forward, Nathan.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Nathan. Take care. All right. Next question. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Tim now. Tim, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Good, Tim. Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, I'm going to try to talk to you. I might, I'm in a bad line on a bad area, but I'm going to talk as quick as possible, ask my question, okay. And then I'm going to hang up, and that's okay.
Is it one or multiple questions?
It's one question, basically.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, I have a 401k that I got from a previous employee, and I want to consider putting it in passive real estate, taking it out of the stock market, because the company I'm in right now, it's strictly all stocks, and I wanted to put it in real estate. So if I, for example, go into passive, do I do a contract with a passive company that I'm using, and at the end of that, can I keep it in that company? Or, you know, because I think I have to do a trust or something like that, and then use that trust once it's already matured. Can I keep it, keep going? Can I do it several times as opposed to just at one time? That's my question.
Yeah, you can. Well, I don't know if I'm answering your question because you broke up, but let's say you have 400 grand in there. You could do four different passive investments of 100.
Okay.
Then as soon as one of them sells, you could even do a tenants in common, which is like a 1031 exchange, into another passive deal. But remember, Tim, all the profit from all four deals goes back to the 401 until you pull it out.
Okay, great. Thanks, Steve. That's my question. You got me. I appreciate you. Thanks.
You betcha, Tim. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, and be aware, everybody, this question is sitting in my inbox as well. Yes, you can use 401ks, IRAs to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty, no matter what your age. The only catch to it is the profit goes all the profit goes back to the IRA or the 401. So let's say that you take 100 grand, you put it in an apartment complex, 2 years later they refinance and you get a check for 100 grand. You still have your 100 grand in the deal, but now your IRA has 100 grand too. But let's say you say, well, I need 20 of that. You can take 20 out. You would owe the tax and penalty only on the 20 you took out of the IRA. Or you could leave it in there, take that 100 grand and go buy another passive investment still in your IRA. So those of you that feel like you don't have money, don't forget that your IRA, when I say 100,000 or more, you can start investing passively at Total Wealth Academy today. I don't care where the money is, 401k, IRA, 403b, stock market, cash, bank account, it doesn't matter. You can do it. So take advantage of that. All right. Here's a question about eviction at the end of a lease. And it's really not an eviction. You're just doing a 30-day owner wants possession. Then if they won't leave, then you would have to do an eviction. Mark, but I think, you know, these are good tenants. They've always paid on time. You're going to have to look at your lease, whether it's 60 or 30 days, but I would, to be on the safe side, I notify at 60 days. If I'm about to sell the house, I notify them at 60 days, even if the contract says I only have to do it at 30 days. The reason I do that, Mark, is because many, many, many times people are ready to move. And when you say, look, I'm not going to renew the lease, they'll move out right then and you can sell your house faster. When I sold 20 houses about 4 years ago. I sent a letter, snail mail, and an email to all of my tenants saying, due to different circumstances, I'm going to sell all of these houses, so I will not be renewing the lease, but you can stay there till the end of the lease. I think 10 or 12 of them moved out that month, and I was able to sell those houses instantly because they moved out. So let them know as soon as possible, Mark, and they'll get out quicker than you think, and then you can sell the house quicker and move on to your next project. All right. Hope that helps, Mark. Let's see. Here's the next one. Oh, I already answered that one. Sorry about that. Oh, we're at the end of the show. First off, let me thank everybody for listening. And then one more time, I want to request, you heard my concept about real estate has been consistent for, you know, thousands of years. Is there a better way to say it? If you think of something, email me, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit totalwealthacademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.